a teaching of having a strange appearance. A strange appearance. And this, there's a lot under this category. How about this? Long beard, no mustache. No mustache, friend. Now look, Jacob Amon, the guy who gives his name to the Amish, Jacob Amon, he had a mustache, by the way. Fun fact. The founder had a mustache, but most of them today don't allow a mustache. It's not that they just, oh, whoa, you don't like having a mustache? Me neither. Whoa, we all just happen to have a beard with no mustache. Folks, they have a beard with no mustache because that's a rule. Have a beard, but no mustache. They can't trim their beard, and they have to shave their mustache. Okay. You know, and that's not the only rule they have. The head coverings on women, other strict made-up rules that are not in the Bible. Of course, the Bible teaches that long hair is the covering. And the proof for that is that in the Old Testament, men were commanded to pray and prophesy with hats on if they were the priests. The priests had to wear a mitre or a bonnet on his head. So obviously the Bible's not telling you don't pray with a hat. Have you ever seen people where they feel like they have to take their hat off to pray? Men? Like, oh, you know. Guess what? That's not biblical. You can pray with your hat on. No problem. The high priest did it every day. The Levites did it every day. They had to wear a hat. Now, I'm not saying, hey, put on a hat to pray. You're missing the point. The Bible's saying in 1 Corinthians 11, men have short hair, women have long hair. That's what the Bible teaches, okay? This head covering on women is an extra-biblical doctrine. It's just another misunderstanding of 1 Corinthians 11 brought to you by the same people who think that musical instruments are sinful, okay? Also, the clothing. Now, I'm all for women wearing modest apparel, but you know what modest means? Modest means humble and not drawing attention to yourself. Well, have you ever noticed that when Amish women go out in public, they sort of draw attention to themselves? You ever see Amish women out in public? They kind of stand out, don't they? So how is that modest apparel when you stand out like a sore thumb? It looks like you're saying, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm dressing different than everybody else. And they have certain rules, like they can only have certain patterns, certain floral patterns. You know, it's not like one of these Amish women could say, well, I'm going to wear a prairie dress, but I want to put hibiscus flowers all over it. You know, I want to go Hawaiian style, hibiscus. That's not going to work. It has to be that certain little flower pattern that they allow. It has to be really boring and drab. It can't be anything that exotic, right? It can't be exotic flowers. It has to be a certain kind of flower. These are man-made rules. The Bible says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. He said, howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Say, some of them allow buttons on their coat, and some of them don't. I mean, what kind of a rule is it, no buttons on your coat? I mean, that, folks, that doesn't make any sense. That's just some man-made rule of just trying to teach them to obey and follow the rules. And they have these meetings where they explain the rules for the year. I believe they do it twice a year. I don't have this part in my notes. But they do it like once or twice a year where they set the rules, and the rules will change from year to year. So what used to be okay is no longer okay and vice versa. It's just at the caprice of the people that are running that particular town or that particular church or parish or however they think of it. So these are man-made rules that cause them to have their distinct appearance. And have you ever noticed how false religions, not only do false religions like to have their scriptures in a foreign language, Hindus, Muslims, Catholics, Greek Orthodox, have you ever noticed how false religions also like to make you dress up? Every false religion makes you dress funny. Think about it. I mean, the Muslims have a weird way that they dress. Hindus will dress funny sometimes, although typically they dress pretty normal. But we'll give the Hindus a break on that. But, you know, the Hasidic Jews, they dress up funny. The Orthodox priest, boy, he really dresses up funny, right? Big Flava Flav cross around his neck, long black flowing dress. And then you got the Catholics, they dress funny. The nuns, what's that penguin outfit that nuns wear? That doesn't make any sense. But you know what it is? Hey, everybody, look at me, I'm a nun. Hey, everybody, I'm a priest. You know, when I go on a flight somewhere to go preach, I don't have some giant cross around my neck, collar turned backwards. Excuse me, I'm clergy here, you know. Yes, my son, thank you. You know why they do that? The Bible talks about it. They love the greetings in the marketplace. They love to be called of men rabbi. They love to wear the long flowing garments to be seen of men. So false religions, they want you to dress up a certain way, do something kind of weird, like, you know, no mustache but beard, just to have a distinct appearance. I mean, look, and I know there are some guys who have a full beard with no mustache and they're not Amish. Like, for example, Abraham Lincoln. I don't think he was Amish. You know, he's from Illinois, but yet he had that thing going on, didn't he? But when you see somebody with that beard, isn't your first thought like, is this guy Amish? Or was this guy who kind of thinks that when you first see the full beard, no mustache, that's kind of the first thought. Like, is this guy Amish? And whoever wondered at some point in your childhood, was Abraham Lincoln Amish? You know, I mean, you wonder, right? But wait a minute, didn't he fly in Air Force One? Just kidding, folks. I'm not serious. All right. That was way before Air Force One. The point is, you know, Abraham Lincoln had that. Other people have that. And look, I've seen it. I'm not saying you're a heretic if you do that, but you might be. I'm looking at you, Adam Fannin, all right? But anyway, he had that going for a while. But anyway, so the point is, you know, when religions are kind of imposing a strange appearance on you, what they're trying to do is kind of get you in their club, get you, it's a little bit like a cult or something, you know, when everybody's got to have some weird physical conformity. You know, we all have to wear a certain hairstyle or a certain beard or a certain clothing, you know, that's outside of what the Bible teaches. Long beard, no mustache. Really, what verse is that in? What chapter and verse is that? It doesn't make any sense.